Bot Shalom, welcome to For Zion's Sake Ministries here in Bristol, Virginia. The Rabbi and Rebbetzin are out of town, so I'll be running the service today. So we'll have an abbreviated service. So we will have communion, or Shel Kanet and I, so you can prepare for that. And we'll take up our offerings also. So we're going to start the service this morning with a prayer, and then we will... Then we'll start. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the rain that covers, that helps us, makes the flowers grow, Lord, even though they're in the winter. We've had some great weather. We appreciate that. We ask that you bless Rabbi and Rebbetzin as they have a safe trip home. Bless our congregation today. Bless those that have come and joined us this morning. We pray that you will bless them. Bless those that are sick amongst us today, Lord. It's in Yeshua's name that we pray. Amen. Amen.
Shalom, everybody.
Shalom.
Let's sing Shabbat Shalom. Welcome this new Sabbath. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat, 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 Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat, 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 Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat, 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 Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat, 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 Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat, 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 Shabbat Shalom. Shalom, Shalom. We wish you the blessing of Shalom. Shalom, Shalom. Shalom. Come and celebrate, rejoicing out all night. Come into the fullness of joy as we drink the cup of gladness and leave behind all sadness. Dancing in the presence of salvation. Shalom, Shalom. We wish you the blessing of Shalom. Shalom, Shalom. Shalom. This blessing unto you, a special kind of peace, unlike the kind you might have heard about. There might be even war, but in the presence of the Lord, there is comfort in every situation. Shalom, Shalom. We wish you the blessing of Shalom. Shalom, Shalom. Shalom. Shalom.
Shalom. Okay, then we'll start our liturgy. The blessing of the Messiah. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu you melech haolam. Asher not to lose direct Hayashiva Mamashiach Yeshua. Amen. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who's given us the way of salvation in the Messiah, Yeshua. Amen. Okay, pray for Jerusalem.
Pray for Jerusalem, that there'll be peace again. The Lord will prosper them that love her. And for the sake of the house of the Lord our God, we say to Jerusalem, Shalom Aleichem. Pray for Jerusalem, that there'll be peace, not war. For God will bless them, bless them that love her. So for the sake of the city of our God, we say to Jerusalem, Shalom Aleichem. Peace be unto you, Shalom Aleichem. These words we pray for you, Shalom Aleichem. Peace be unto you, Shalom Aleichem. These words we pray for you, Shalom Aleichem.
Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this Shabbat today, Lord. We ask that you will answer our prayers today, Lord. We just pray for the peace of Jerusalem, Lord. We pray for the peace of the Jewish people that are not only in Israel but around the world today, Lord. We just pray that those that come against Israel will fail and they will be sent back the way they came, Heavenly Father. We just pray that the Jewish people shall be protected. We know that your word says that. But there's a lot of enemies out there that, even in the United States, there's just a lot of discord in the United States, and a lot of it is anti-Semitism, Lord, that they just hate. They hate the Jewish people, but they hate the God of Israel far more than they do the Jewish people. So this morning, we ask that you'll bless all the Messianic congregations throughout the world today.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless their rabbis, their ministers, their song leaders. Bless the messages that will be preach today, Lord. We just ask that you will bless our congregation today, Lord. And it's in Yeshua's name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Manavu.
Manavu.
Okay.
You got it.
Manavu. Hayarim ragaleham vaser manavu hayarim ragaleham vaser mashamia hayeshu mashamia shalom mashamia hayeshu mashamia. Shalom. How lovely on the mountains are the feet of those bringing good news. How lovely on the mountains are the feet of those bringing good news. Proclaim to Zion, Yeshua. Proclaim to Zion, Shalom. Proclaim to Zion. Mashamia, Hayeshua, Mashamia, Shalom. Mashamia, Hayeshua, Mashamia, Shalom.
Everyone will stand for the Shema. Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Baruch Simkevod, Malhuto Leoam Vaed. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. Blessed is the name of his glorious kingdom for all eternity. And you shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your might. And have these words which I command you this day be upon your heart. And you shall teach them diligently to your children, and speak of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you retire, and when you arise. And you shall bind them as a sign upon your hand. Let them be frontlets between your eyes. And you shall write them on the doorposts of your house and upon your gates. Amen. y'all gonna sing It's Came?
Sure.
Yep. Did you get? Okay, I've got what's left. And then we'll do announcements, and then dropping, and then you guys can
okay.
minister.
It's Came, the Makasikiba, the Tomkeha, Mushar, the Racheha, the Reinoa, the Konitotecha, Shalom, Hashivenu. Shuva Kadesh Kadesh Yemenu Kadesh Yemenu Kekeden.
Wisdom is a tree of life to those who will fast to her, and all who fail her and all who uphold her are blessed. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and in her paths are peace. Cause us to be turned to you, O Lord, and we shall return. Renew our days as of old. Amen. Thank you. Okay, we're going to do the announcements and then the offering. And let me just say again, we've got a sort of an abbreviated service this morning, so we'll move right along. Okay, so we just a couple announcements here. We have Aliyah Now initiative that we're involved in. We're sending Jewish families back to the land of Israel. And I believe it's $1,500 to send a family back, to get them back to Israel. We have a family now that I believe are in the preparations to go back to Israel. So if you can support that and help us with that ministry, that would be great. It's called Aliyah Now Initiative. The Flower Garden, that's for our women's discipleship. That is by Rebitz and Don. And I'm not sure what, I think it's 6:30, 7:30, somewhere like that, once a week. And they meet and study the Word of God and talk, I guess you all talk a little bit and do whatever. It's got a good response from all the ladies. It's just for the ladies. You guys can't participate. So you have to maybe eavesdrop them. I don't know. Okay, we've got a Messianic Conference starting in June, the 12th through the 13th. We're sponsoring that. It's at the Meadowview Convention Center in Kingsport, Tennessee. And we have guest speakers are Jonathan Kahn, who's a well-known author and rabbi. And we have Jonathan Burness, who's another rabbi. He's now in Los Angeles, I believe in Los Angeles. He has several ministries, and he's on several different networks and satellite dishes, things like that. And for worship, we have Marty and Misha Getz, they're coming to minister. And for the music and worship, the dancing and the music is Coley Codd out of Houston, Texas. That will be June the 12th and the 13th of 2026. We had to move it, so it's in June this year. We're going to be in June. I got a feeling that's going to be something that we probably do every year. Hopefully we'll be able to do that. Rabbi has a program on Channel 8, which is Living Faith Television in Abingdon or Bristol. I think they're more in Bristol now. But we have these little cards that you can pick them up about the ministry and also about the synagogue here. You can the times we have and how to get in touch with us. So people are giving those out around, so you probably see them. With the Bible prophecy that Rabbi's doing, it's on Channel 8, Living Faith. And it is on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. and on Thursdays at 7 p.m. And it's called Bible Prophecy Now with Rabbi Joe. So he's doing a great job. There's a lot of people tuning in. You can get to them on Internet. Or you can go, if you got cable, you can get to them by Channel 8. I think it's Channel 8 Living Faith Television. So, okay, we will take up. I think that's all the announcements. We've got calendars. Those are still available. It's a good way to study God's Word and know what the feasts are and the thing. It's got a lot of, I use the calendar constantly. I keep it on my desk. I use it for knowing things and also for biblical things. It's a great tool to have. So we recommend you buying that. They just had Rabbi and Rebison just finished the rabbi conference down in Orlando, Florida. So they're going to be heading back up this way. So we ask that you will think of them and have pray for them that they'll have a safe passage back. And no things happening. Just they'll be able to come back in peace and not have to worry with things. So we're going to take up our tithes and offerings. You can give to us online. You can go to the website, and you'll find a link out there that you can pay. I'm going to say pay. Was it pay? What is it? What are they? What's the app? Pay something. Pay.
PayPal.
PayPal. Yeah, PayPal. I've got one. I know it's called Paymerang, but that's not it. PayPal. Sorry. And you can make a donation there. So we appreciate that. So let's pray for the offering this morning, and we ask that you be blessed with that. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the opportunity, Lord, to bring our tithes and our offerings into your storehouse, Lord. We ask that you bless gift and giver. Give us a good measure, pressed down and pressed together, Lord, that our cups shall run over, and you will bless each and every one today, this morning, Lord, on your Shabbat. Amen.
Amen.
So now we will start the worship service with Mary and John.
It is good. No. Yeah. Well, hello, everybody. We are ready to worship, so please worship with us. We're so excited to be here today and praising God for all of his wonderful benefits. With God, we'll gain the victory. With God, scatter the enemy. With God, we'll gain the victory. With God, we'll gain the victory. With God, we'll gain the victory. With God, scatter the enemy. With God, we'll gain the victory. With God, we'll gain the victory. The horse is made ready for the day of battle. The victory belongs to the Lord. The sword and the shield and bit and bridle. The victory belongs to the Lord. With God, we'll gain the victory. With God, scatter the enemy. With God, we'll gain the victory. With God, we'll gain the victory. House of Israel, trust in the Lord. The victory belongs to the Lord. Is he not your shield and your sword? The victory belongs to the Lord. With God, we'll gain the victory. With God, scatter the enemy. With God, we'll gain the victory. With God, we'll gain the victory. Oh, house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. Victory belongs to the Lord. Is he not your shield and your sword? The victory belongs to the Lord. With God, we'll gain the victory. With God, scatter the enemy. With God, we'll gain the victory. With God, we'll gain the victory. If God be for you, who can be against you? The victory belongs to the Lord. If God be for you, who can be against you? Victory belongs to the Lord. Let's sing that again. If God be for me, who can be against me? The victory belongs to the Lord. If God be for me, who can be against me? Victory belongs to the Lord. With God, we'll gain the victory. With God, scatter the enemy. With God, we'll gain the victory. With God, we'll gain the victory. we'll gain the victory. With God, scatter the enemy. With God, we'll gain the victory. 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 Praise the Lord for His, it's really His battle, it's not our battle. And He's already won. He who scattered Israel will gather him again and keep him as a shepherd keeps his flock. He who scattered Israel will gather him again and keep him as a shepherd keeps his flock. For the Lord has ransomed Jacob, redeemed him from the strong. And they shall come and shout for joy on the height of Zion. Who scattered Israel will gather him again and keep him as a shepherd keeps his flock. He who scattered Israel will gather him again and keep him as a shepherd keeps his flock. For the Lord has ransomed Jacob, redeemed him from the strong. And they shall come and shout for joy on the height of Zion. The bounty of the Lord, new grain, new wine and oil, young flock and herd, life shall be a water garden, never languish again. See who scattered Israel will gather him again and keep him as a shepherd keeps his flock. He who scattered Israel will gather him again and keep him as a shepherd keeps his flock. For the Lord has ransomed Jacob, redeemed him from the strong. And they shall come and shout for joy on the height of Zion. Rejoice and dance, virgins, young men and old, their mourning I'll turn to joy. My people shall be satisfied with the goodness of the Lord. He who scattered Israel will gather him again and keep him as a shepherd keeps his flock. He who scattered Israel will gather him again and keep him as a shepherd keeps his flock. For the Lord has ransomed Jacob, redeemed him from the strong. And they shall come and shout for joy on the height of Zion. Shema, hear the word of the Lord. Shema, nations of the world. Shema, Shema, Shema. He who scattered Israel will gather him again and keep him as a shepherd keeps his flock. He who scattered Israel will gather him again and keep him as a shepherd keeps his flock. For the Lord has ransomed Jacob, redeemed him from the strong. And they shall come and shout for joy on the height of Zion. He who scattered Israel will gather him again. He who scattered Israel will gather him again. He who scattered Israel will gather him again. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise him with the cymbal, praise him with the dance, praise him with the shofar, and praise him with your hand. Praise him with the timbrel, praise him with the harp, praise him with the drum and the flute, praise him with your heart. Hallelujah, it's Adonai, hallelujah, it's Adonai, hallelujah, it's Adonai. Come and praise the Lord. Hallelujah, it's Adonai. Hallelujah, it's Adonai. Hallelujah, it's Adonai. Come and praise the Lord. Praise him in the heaven. Praise him, moon and stars. Praise him for his glory. Praise him with guitar. Praise him for the battle, praise him in the storm, praise him for the victory won, praise him with this song. Hallelujah, it's Adonai, hallelujah, it's Adonai, hallelujah, it's Adonai. Come and praise the Lord. Hallelujah, it's Adonai, hallelujah, it's Adonai, hallelujah, it's Adonai. Come and praise the Lord. And let everything that has breath come and praise the Lord. Hallelujah, it's Adonai, hallelujah, it's Adonai, hallelujah, it's Adonai. Come and praise the Lord. Hallelujah, it's Adonai, hallelujah, it's Adonai, hallelujah, it's Adonai. Come and praise the Lord. Hallelujah, it's Adonai. Hallelujah, it's Adonai. Hallelujah, it's Adonai. Come and praise the Lord. Hallelujah, it's Adonai. Hallelujah, it's Adonai. Hallelujah, it's Adonai. Come and praise the Lord. Come and praise the Lord. Come and praise.
Close to you. I have seen you in the sanctuary. I beheld your power and glory. I will praise you as long as I live. I will always stay close to you. Oh God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. In a dry and weary land, my soul thirsts for you. As I have seen you in the sanctuary, I beheld your power and glory. I will praise you as long as I live. I will always stay close to you. I have seen you in the sanctuary. I beheld your power and glory. I will praise you as long as I live. I will always stay close to you. On my bed I remember you. I think of you through the night. Because, Lord, you are my help, I'll sing in the shadow of your wing. As I have seen you in the sanctuary, I beheld your power and glory. I will praise you as long as I live. I will always stay close to you. I have seen you in the sanctuary. I beheld your power and glory. I will praise you as long as I live. I will always stay close to you. Lord, my soul is satisfied as with the richest of food. Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. As I have seen you in the sanctuary, I beheld your power and glory. I will praise you as long as I live. I will always stay close to you. I have seen you in the sanctuary. I beheld your power and glory. I will praise you as long as I live. I will always stay close to you. I will praise you as long as I live. I will always stay close to you. I will praise you as long as I live. I will always stay close to you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Master of the universe, Hatov Shimcha, the Holy One who grants us His goodness. We gratefully acknowledge you in worship and in praise. In all our ways, may your name be blessed. Rock of our lives, Zur Hayenu, all that we have is from you. Shield of our salvation, Magen Yeshenu, we thank you, we bless you. Master of the universe, Hatov Shemcha, the Holy One who grants us His goodness. We gratefully acknowledge you in worship and in praise. In all our ways, may your name be blessed. Rock of our lives, Zur Chayenu, all that we have is from you. Shield of our salvation, Magen Yeshenu, we thank you, we bless you, we bless you. We bless you, we bless you. Hoshiana ana Adonai, Hatzlichana ana Adonai, Ha'epaneha. Ana Adonai, Hoshiana ana Adonai, Hatzlichana Ana Adonai Ha'epaneha Baruch Haba B'Shem Adonai B'Beit Elohim Havarech Shemcha B'Tzuli Shareh Tzedek Gavo Hoshiana ana Adonai Haslechana ana Adonai Ha'epaneha ana Adonai Hoshiana ana Adonai Haslechana ana Adonai Ha'epaneha Baruch Haba B'Shem Adonai Mi'Beit Elohim Avarech Shemcha P'Tzuli Shareh Tzedek Avo Ana Adonai Hoshiana Ana Adonai Haslechana Ana Adonai Ha'epaneha Ana Adonai Hoshiana Ana Adonai Haslechana Ana Adonai Ha'epaneha Ana Adonai Hoshiana Ana Adonai Haslechana Ana Adonai Ha'epaneha Ana Adonai Hoshiana Ana Adonai Haslechana ana Adonai ha'epaneha.
Thank you, Mary and John. Very, very wonderful. Very good. Appreciate you.
Thank you for having us.
I was thinking when they were singing, I don't know what we were doing before they came. I imagine we had something going on, but I sure have enjoyed you guys being here. It's been great, really great.
It's a joy and a blessing to be here.
You blessed us greatly too. Okay, we're going to do the Shelkanah tonight, and Margaret's going to help me, and we'll give folks out there a couple minutes if they want to participate. But we will I'll say the blessing and tell you just a little bit about it. You know, on the Passover that Yeshua was crucified on, he changed the way that he presented the matzah and the drink, because it had been done a different way. It was always Moses, and now it became a different opportunity for God to come into that. And so he tells him about the bread that would be broken, which represents their bodies, everyone's body that's broken. And it's broken because we have the ability through him to be, for our sicknesses, our illnesses, the things that harm us during the days when we get sick and we get older. That's part of that blessing that God has instilled upon us. And then the drink, it represented his blood that would be shed for the remissions of sins. That's talking about everyone that has ever lived and passed away, the people that are alive today, and those that are yet to be born. So God has covered everything, and it's through his love. You know, mankind did not invent love. That came from God. God is the one that invented love, and that's why we can see the ultimate love is when he gave his son as a sacrifice for us. So we didn't invent love. God did. So he knew what he was doing. He invented love or made that concept way before there was anything made here in the earth at creation. I think he'd already set things in patterns and in the process before he ever put things upon this planet that we live on today and people upon the earth. So I'm going to say the blessing. So if you're on the app that's out there, the Facebook, however you're getting to it, if you don't know Yeshua, who's Jesus, it's okay to say Jesus or Yeshua. Most people probably would know him more as Jesus than Yeshua, but that's his Hebrew name. But give God's Son a chance to come into your life. You just give him a tryout and see if he doesn't prove you that it's well worth giving your life to him and let him come into your life and apply his blood to your soul so that at the great resurrection, when you stand before God, he will pass over you just like on Passover because he sees the blood that's on your soul. And that's what happened in Egypt thousands of years ago. The angel came through and he saw the blood and he passed over those people. No one died, but other ones in Egypt that did not have the blood on their on the doors of their homes, which is on your soul, the door of your soul, they died, the firstborn. So consider that today, and if you make that commitment, give us a call, text us, email us. It's out on the website for that. So I will say the blessing this morning for the bread. He took the bread and he broke it, and he said, This is my body, which is broken for you. Baruch atah Adonai Elohim, Yumelech Olam, Hamotzi Lechem and Haaretz. Amen. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who brings forth bread from the earth. And he took the juice and he said, This represents my body, my blood, which will be shed the remission of your sins. Before it had just been a drink, but now it represented something about his death and his resurrection, because God always required someone innocent to die for the guilty. So that's where Yeshua came into play. He died for all of us because we are guilty and we are lost in our sins. We can't save ourselves. There's no way you can save yourself. A lot of people try to. You can't buy in. You can't beg in. You can't give away and get in. It takes only the blood of the Son of God. So he blessed it. I'll bless it. Baruch atah Adonai Elohim Yumelech Olam Borei Peri HaGafen. Amen. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who creates the fruit of the vine, and Yeshua is the fruit of the vine. So we will serve you, and then we will partake. Thank you.
Hear my cry, give heed to my prayer, O Lord in heaven, for I call upon your name. And when I am dry, come fill me with the water of Yeshua, for I only trust in his name. Left a barali ruach nachon hadesh bekirbi. Create, O Lord, a heart for thee, and renew, O God, your spirit in me. Thank you.
Give heed to my prayer, O Lord in heaven, for I call upon your name. And when I am dry, come fill me with the water of Yeshua, for I only trust in his name. Left Tahor Barali Ruach Nachon Chadesh Bekibi. Create, O Lord, a heart for thee, and renew, O God, your spirit in me. Create, O Lord, a heart for thee, and renew, O God, your spirit in me.
Today's message it's going to be the Torah portion for today. That's the reason I said it was going to be an abbreviated service today, because usually with the Torah, what we do, I usually try to do 5 or 6 minutes, but it'll be a little bit longer than that, but it won't be 2 or 3 hours. I don't think it'll be that long. I don't have that much here to do today, so we appreciate you coming and being here this morning and supporting us. Hope you have a blessed Shabbat today. Because today's Torah portion, we're starting out a new book, and it is Exodus, and it's called Shemot. And Shemot means names. It's talking about names. Everybody has a name. Most people, you know, they don't call you hey or who or, you know, whatever. Most everybody has a name, unless when I was in the Army, they called you JT or something. They didn't call you by your real name, but that's okay. That's the way it went. That's what they did. So today's Torah portion is from Exodus chapter 1 through chapter 6. The half Torah is the book of Isaiah chapter 27 through chapter 28. And the Brit Hadashah, the New Testament, is from the book of Matthew, which is chapter 2 verses 1 through 12. And as I said, names. The Bible says that your name is more valuable to you than riches. You know, your name, if you didn't know it, your name says a lot about you. People relate to your name. They learn your name, and they know who you are. You know, when I joined the synagogue here, I had a different name. My dad had a Hebrew name, but I didn't have one, but he didn't go to synagogue. So I came here, and so when you join, the groups here will pray over you, and they will give you a new name. My name is Asher, so it's one of the tribes. So it means the joy and things like that. But the name really, when they pray over you and give you the Hebrew name, it really matches believe it or not, the kind of person that you are when you really think about it and study it, the Hebrew name really means who you are. It tells a lot about you. It tells you a lot about you. Just like Yeshua, his name meant salvation, because that's what he was. He was the salvation, the saver, and the lover of our souls. So we see today that the Israelites have, with Jacob, Joseph being in exile down in Egypt, he's taken out of prison, he becomes a viceroy. And during this process, as we're starting today, Israel has Jacob and the remaining, I think about 70 people, moved to Egypt. And there Pharaoh gave them the land of Goshen, which was a very fertile and a great area to live in. And that's where Israel began to live. And they became very content. They let things go away that, you know, they didn't observe a lot of things that were going on. And as time went along, then Joseph passed away. And before that, though, there was a new Pharaoh had come in. And so he passed away. Joseph did. All of the tribe, all the leaders, Jacob's sons, they all passed away. So you have just Israel there in the land of Egypt. And what happened? Well, the Pharaoh did not particularly care for the Israelis. And he thought they were just too many of them around. So he decided to invoke some rulings. And, you know, with back in that period of history, when the king or the Pharaoh made a decree or said something, that was the law. It could not be changed or overlooked. It had to be that way or no way. And so we see they're stranded there. But what did the Israelites do? They knew that they were moving into a different type of leadership, and their Hebrew names and their lineage would never be forgotten. It would be passed on as children come and go and grow up and move on. And the Hebrew language would never be forgotten. Now in Israel, the Hebrew language, one of the first things when Israel moved back into Israel, into the Holy Land, and they became a nation in 1948, then the Hebrew language had sort of been put on the back shelf. And so that was the first thing that they did, was reinstate the Hebrew language as the language of Israel. So a lot of the older folks did not know how to speak Hebrew. So what they did, they went in and started teaching the younger children that. Okay, thank you, Carol. Is that from you or? Okay, thank you. So they, so that was the first thing you wanted to do, was reinstate the Hebrew language so everyone would know it. But they didn't start with the older folks or the parents. They went with the little children, and the little children learned Hebrew, and they taught their parents and their grandparents and their great-grandparents. So that was a pretty smart thing to do. They started at the bottom instead of the top down. So that's what happened. And now the Hebrew language, of course, they speak, most of the Jewish people in Israel speak several languages, but Hebrew and English is their two main, because when I've been there, you don't really have to, you know, you can talk English and everybody knows what you're saying. And American money, they know what that is. So it makes going to the land of Israel a lot more convenient and more ease, because of the fact that you don't have to try to have your little book that tells you what some of the Hebrew words are, because it takes you all day to figure them out. So it's different, but it's a lot easier now. And so they would never forget the Hebrew language when they were there, and they would never forget their names and what they were. They had no negativity. That's about the name, no Lashon Hara, which was evil. They didn't speak evil about anybody. And as I said before, your name identifies who you are. And so we see today, if you read this Torah portion, each son of Jacob, which was later his name when he wrestled the angel or Ish, as it was called, which means man, that he got a new name, was Israel. And so it goes, so those two names are synonymous. Some of the scripture says Israel, and some of them say Jacob, but it's the same person, just a different name and a different way that he conducted himself. So they were all about names. And as I said, the Bible verses, they're in the scriptures, identifies you from God. It tells you a lot about your name. And so this morning I got the names of the tribes and some of the scriptures that go with those names to give you some idea of what God is saying. You know, but before they came to all this, to the destruction, Moses was born. And at this time, Pharaoh was killing all of the little boys that were being born in the land of Egypt. That was the way he was going to control the growth of the Israelites, because they had grown into millions. They had been very fruitful, and they began to multiply. And so that's why Pharaoh became very concerned, because he thought that the Israelites would eventually take over the land of Egypt, and they probably would have, but he stopped. He made this decree that all the little boys, Yeleds, which is a young child, that they would be drowned in the River Nile. And so they passed that decree. So if you was a Jewish midwife, it was your responsibility. You had been given the decree that you would destroy the little boys that were born that they helped deliver. A midwife is a lady or a person that helps with the delivery of a child. They call them midwives. And so back then they didn't have medical doctors. So they had midwives that helped with the delivery of children. If it was a boy, it went into the Nile River to drown. If it was a girl, they kept it because they would use them for work and various things throughout the land of Egypt. So it was very interesting. And this child was born. His name was Mashah, which ended up being Moses. And it means to draw out and to redeem. And so his mother, if you know the story, she hid him in a basket in the reeds, and she put some type of slime around it where it would not draw water and sink. And so he lived in the reeds, and his mother took care of him. And one day the Pharaoh's daughter came, and she heard the baby crying. And so she took him into Pharaoh's house. And here was an Egyptian child. And I'm pretty sure Pharaoh knew that little boy that his daughter was taking care of was actually a Jewish person. And so as the story went in the scripture, then Moses' mother began to be the nursemaid for him from Pharaoh's daughter, and he became to live in Pharaoh's palace. And you can imagine he hated the Jewish people, but he had a child right there playing around his throne, and that was a Jewish child, but he accepted him. And so when Moses got older, I'm sort of fast forwarding a couple of generations here, but he killed an Egyptian because the Egyptian was doing something to some of the Jewish people. And so he killed him and he fled and he went into the Midian desert, and there he stayed until God called him out like out of the water. He called him out to redeem, to help Israel. And so we see with those sons that was there, here was the names that they had at this time going into where Moses comes into play. It takes several years to get there, but he made it though. And so we see that here are the sons. Reuben is from Exodus chapter 3, verse 7. It says, God sees his affliction. You know, Reuben was sort of kicked out of the family, so to speak, because he defiled his father and his wife. It wasn't his mother, but it was his father's wife. He defiled his father's house, and he was sort of banished. He was, and that's why that God says he sees your affliction. Simeon, Exodus chapter 2, verse 24, it says, I heard your groaning. God heard the groaning, the affliction of the Israelites, because they had to start working very hard. They were put into slavery. They had to make bricks, and I guess it's for those pyramids that you see on the news channels. Somebody had to build those, and I'm pretty sure it was the Jewish people. But they had, and as things happened, they put more work on them. It wasn't just going to work and working 12 hours. They did a lot of psychological and physical harm to them. They had people that would, with whips, that would drive them farther and farther and to work longer, and they would double what they had to do to build in bricks. So they were punished very severely. And so that's why the name Simeon from Exodus chapter 2, verse 24, God says, I have seen your affliction, because they began to cry out to the God of Israel because they were in such great bondage. The tribe of Levi, which is Zechariah chapter 2, verse 15, priests in the heart, and it says many nations will go unto the Lord because of the priests. They were the religious group that took care of the temple later on, and then they took care of the tabernacle that was built in the wilderness, and they took care of the religious things in Israel. And, you know, when they divided up the land, the Levites did not get a portion of land. Their portion was God. They were the servants directly for God, and so they didn't get a portion of the land. They get a portion of the tithes, things like that, but they did not get any physical land that they would inherit. The tribe of Judah is from Isaiah chapter 12, verse 1. Hodu, it says they gave to give praise and thanks. And of course, the tribe of Judah is the one that was kings and rulers, and the Messiah, Mashiach, would come through that lineage in the Jewish families. It was Judah. And so with Issachar, Jeremiah 31, verse 15, don't weep, joy will come in the morning. Because, you know, Abraham and also Jacob were told that the day will come when I will bring you out of this exile that you're in. See, God had told Abraham many years before that because he went to Egypt, he didn't do what God said. God wanted him to stay in the land of Israel and Canaan. And he also told him he would give him the inheritance and he would have ancestors. But he did not. He didn't accept that. Abraham didn't always agree or do what God said, because God had told him before he left his land that he lived in, that he to go to a land that I will show you and to a place I will show you, and don't take anybody with you. But if you read the scripture, he took his nephew Lot went with him, and so that caused Abraham a lot of problems later on in his life. But he did not obey God right out when God called him out. He didn't follow what God said. And that's a picture of us, because we don't always, I know I haven't, always followed what God has asked us to do. You know, so Abraham didn't either. And he's the father of our faith. But he did not follow everything that God said. And he didn't stay in Canaan. He went down to Egypt. And that's where he got into trouble with Pharaoh and Sarah. Pharaoh took her for a wife, and God caused a disruption, and so they were pushed out. And so that's what happened when you don't follow the teachings and instructions of God. If you don't follow His Word, then there's pitfalls and things that can interrupt your life and cause you to go from one path to a different path. Just remember what the Scripture says, that Yeshua said, narrow is the gate that leads to eternal life, and few there are that find it. And so when I think about that scripture so much, that the Messiah said, narrow is the gate. To me, that means you can't, there's not a lot of people pushing their way through. It's a narrow gate, and the path is narrow. Following Yeshua is not the easiest life that you will lead. It can, you know, you're under affliction because you have to understand that you have to follow what He told. And that path is a narrow path. It's a narrow path. But the golden part of it is when you walk that path, when your life ends, that path will turn to a street of gold, pure gold. So you will end up in heaven on a path that's no longer rocky and got rocks and glass and thistles and briars. You'll be walking on a street of gold. So you won't have to walk that road again, because you'll be in heaven. And so Issachar, Jeremiah 31, verse 13, it says, don't weep, because your joy is coming in the morning. Zebulun, 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 13, It means the habitation, which talks about, and it means the temple, the building of the temple, the creation of the temple. Ben, Isaiah 62, verse 8. It was Ben, it says, sworn by his right hand. And it's talking about God, and how did he lead the Israelites out of Egypt? He left them out with an outstretched arm and a mighty hand. And so they came out. And that's how God will lead you today, is with a mighty, with an outstretched arm and a mighty hand. You will see your life totally turn around when you give your life to God. Just listen to some testimonies of people that have been in all kinds of situations in life. And when they met the Messiah, it totally changed their whole life. 360 degrees. Their life totally changed once they met the Messiah. Because you can't, anyway, any life you lead, you will, at some point in your life, you will have to face the fact you have to do something with God's Son. You can't ignore it. You're going to have to either accept Him or walk away and say no, because you can't sit on the fence post. You can't sit and fall off either side. You have to stay with Him and on this narrow path. So remember that. You have in life, at some juncture, whether you believe there's a God or not, you're an atheist or agnostic, whatever, some point in your life you will have to deal with this man called Yeshua. You will have to confront, either to accept Him or you will have to reject Him, because He will make Himself present to you. I think before you die, you will encounter the Son of God in some walk of your life. I think God will not leave you helpless. That's why it says He knocks at the door, and if you'll open, He'll come in. So when He comes to you, He's knocking at your door. So you either open your door and let Him in, or you keep the door closed real tight, and you will go to hell. Because whether you know it or not, today you have there's two decisions you have to make. Will you be going to heaven or you be going to hell? Hell is a miracle place, if you don't believe me. It's a place that you'll have a different body, but it'll be in torment, just like those that go to heaven will have a victorious body, a heavenly body. But those that go to hell will never die either. They will encounter the things of Satan all for the eternity. Can you imagine, when we talk eternity, how long that is? You can't even define it. It's forever and ever and ever. It will never end. There's nothing in the Scripture says, well, God's going to come back and bless those people that are in hell and bring them out. It doesn't say that. They're lost. So if you don't accept Yeshua and accept Him as your personal Messiah, Lord and Savior, and have Him apply His blood to your heart, then you will go to hell. There's no in-betweens. There's no other way. It's by the blood that you go to heaven. So consider that. That's a big consideration. And, you know, I would do it as quickly and as early as I could in my life and make my life more worthwhile and not encounter all the things of life that are out there that destroy you and cause all type of illnesses and diseases and things like that. And so we see the book of Dan was Genesis 15:14. It says, God is my judge. Most of the judges and judgment comes from the book of Dan. And so we see, you know, Israel, the wealth of Babylon and also of Egypt would eventually come to God's people. And God says He will judge the nations. And it appears like this judgment is coming closer. Every day that you watch the news, there's more judgment showing up. And the sad part is, and I'm going to get this last one, Naphtali, is Song of Solomon, chapter 4, verse 11. They would be as sweet as honey. And then Gad is Exodus chapter 16, verse 31. And it means coriander seed. It means they will cook it as fried into honey. It will be cooked in honey, so it represents the double portion of manna. It also represents the double portion of our understanding from God's word. Ashur, Malachi 3:12, is blessings and praise. Yosef, which is Isaiah 11, chapter verse 11, to recover. God will show his hand to recover and redeem you. God redeemed the Israelites again with his outstretched arm and a mighty hand. And so when Joseph died and all the brothers died, then the blessings from God in the Hebrews, they took a turn, because there was a new Pharaoh, and he had no mercy upon the Jewish people. Sort of like the Holocaust, the Germans had no mercy upon the Jewish people. And I can tell you that because of my mother-in-law. She lived several years in a different, not in Israel, I'm sorry, not in Germany, but in another country. But they were overrun by the Germans, and she lived many years in that environment. She was a young girl, and they would hide, and at night they would go out and try to find water and food. But the main thing was they had to stay quiet, because the mother would say, "Don't say anything, because they will hear you, and they will come and get us and kill us or put us in a concentration camp." So it's a sad story. But you know, just to speak about her just for a moment, when I retired one time, I stayed with her. She had developed Alzheimer's and was getting real bad. And so to help the family, they didn't want to put her in a nursing home. So to help the family, I would go and spend the nights and help them that were working and everything so they could get some rest. And one of the things, though, she never forgot the Nazis. I know at night, usually with the sundown going down, she would become very, very fearful and afraid. She would have me double-check the doors and make sure all the windows was latched and all the curtains were pulled. And I would ask her, "Why were you, why?" I said, "I'm here. Nobody's going to hurt you. I'll protect you." She said, "Yeah, but the Nazis are hid out in the backyard, and they're going to eventually come and get me." So even though she had Alzheimer's, she never did forget the Nazis. That's amazing. A lot of people forget their kids' names, their husband and wife's names, but she never forgot the Nazis in Germany and what they did to her country. She never forgot it, and also all the countries. So it was amazing that even though her mind was pretty much gone, because I would show her the Eiffel Tower and she wouldn't know what it was, but she knew who the Nazis were, and she still was afraid of them up until the point that she passed away. So that always impressed me, that even though she didn't remember everything, she didn't forget those years that Germany overrode all those countries and killed so many people. And so Joseph died, and the new Pharaoh, as I said, he started killing the little boys. And it was up to the midwives to do that. But, you know, they rebelled, and they would not. They hid the children. You know, and this reminds me, too, what to get the little kids out from hiding. It's what the Nazis did during the Holocaust years, where families were hid, and they would bring the Germans, the soldiers would bring little children into those areas, into those homes, and to draw the Jewish children out, because they would hear the kids talking and playing, and it would draw the children out, and they would catch them. And that's what they did in Egypt to find the little Hebrew children. They would take other little children into their homes to get them to sort of flush them out, to come out from hiding so they could get them and take them and drown them, just like the Nazis did. It was to draw the little children out and their parents, and they would put them in a concentration camp, and they would eventually die. As you know, that's one of the things that impressed me, going to Oshawa, which is the Holocaust Memorial there in Jerusalem. Is the emblem, is the building that has the children that died during the Holocaust. And it's like 3-4 million, I forget how many million it is. But the amazing thing is, when you walk in that building, they recite every child that they have their name listed. They go through that. People recite. They recite it all day long. I forget how long it takes them to recite every child's name, but they do it. And another thing of that building, it has no lights in it. It's lit totally by, I think, 3 or 4 candles. And I think that and I don't remember the family, but there was something about the family that they lost four of their children, I think that's what it was, during the Holocaust. And so they built that building as a memorial to the children, and it's lit with candles, which is amazing that you can, that you don't have to have electricity. It's just another, I think it's a miracle from God to represent what can happen, what happened to God's people. It's just very sad. You know, the Torah is, it makes us a lot better persons when we read the Torah, because the Torah tells us, like when these midwives, they were disobeying Pharaoh, they were saving the children. The Torah tells us that saving a person's life triumphs all that you can do in life, is saving another person's life. And that's in God's word, that it triumphs. Saving a life is a great thing to do. And that's what Yeshua did. He saved our lives through damnation with going to hell. So that's a picture of him too. He saved our lives, whether you realize it or not. He has saved your life for eternity. And so Pharaoh, how did he rule? He had four wise people that he used to give him instructions about what to do. And the first one was Balaam, which we know about him. He wanted to curse, and that's what he said. Let's put them, what he asked Pharaoh to do, or his wisdom to Pharaoh was to bond, put the Jews in bondage and enslave them. And that's what he did. It's one of the things he did. And then the next wise person, his name was Amalek. We know about Amalek. He's still in the world today, causing destruction and death everywhere. He hates the Jewish people. And his mode was kill them. And that's exactly what they're doing today, is Amalek. All these leaders that you see in these countries that are trying to kill the Jewish people, they are heirs, or they have a heritage from Amalek. Of course, Amalek, that's their chemical makeup, the way they think and act, is to destroy the Jewish people. They are called, and I call them Amalek. That's, a lot of people say, what does that mean? I say, well, that's the one that God said, beware. He said in his scriptures in Deuteronomy, beware, every generation will have Amalek. And that's very true. We've got them today. They're all over, Amalek. The third one was Job, believe it or not. It's a whole book about Job in the Bible. Job was the one that never would curse God. He would not curse God. He had no negativity, no Lashon Hara was in his mouth. He would not curse God, because his family, his wife would say, curse God and die. But he would not do that, because I'm pretty sure he knew that God would eventually deliver him from what he was going through. And so he didn't give Pharaoh any good news to do anything, because he was a guy that would not do anything that was evil. So Pharaoh couldn't count very much on him. And the last one is Yitro. We've got a parsha about Yitro. That was Moses' father-in-law. And again, with him, he decided he would not be a part of the destruction of the Jewish people, even though he was not Jewish. He was not Jewish. He was a Gentile. So he moved and went to the desert called Midian. And that's where Moses goes with his family years later, many years later. And that's where he encountered God out taking care of the sheep. And he saw the burning bush. And we see in Isaiah chapter 15, Isaiah 52 verse 6, I'm sorry, God says, all will know my name, all name. Every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Yeshua is Lord. That's coming. Everyone will do that. Hitler, whoever they are, they will all kneel and bow before the Son of God. That's in the Word, and it will come true. As much as the sun shines in the morning, it's going to be true. Numbers chapter 6, verse 27. God says, place my name upon my people. And so that's what God says. Put my name upon my people. And where my name is, there will be where my glory resides. That's how you can find, if you see God's name, then you know His glory is residing, just like on the Temple Mount. That's where He put His name, was on the Temple Mount. And, you know, Jerusalem sits on three mounts. And if several years ago, NASA was shooting some topographical maps. And those are the maps that just show the land, the terrain of the land. It takes buildings and stuff like that, physical structures off. So when you look at it, it's called a topographical map. It just has the actual outlay of the land with no buildings. And so this guy that was involved in that project, they were taking pictures from a satellite way up in the air, up in the heavens, and he happened to be there when they was taking pictures of Jerusalem, and he realized that there was Jerusalem, and it looked like the Hebrew letter Shin, which looks like a W, sort of like a W. And he realized that was the Shin, and that's what the Shin means. It's the glory of God. Where my name is, there will be my glory. And so he was amazed that, and he was Jewish that saw that, and he recognized what that topographical map meant because of the three mounts at Jerusalem. So Rome came in, and again, you know, as we just went through Hanukkah and all of that, but Rome came in and took over the Jewish people in Israel. And we see there that they were not permitted to speak the name, to speak God's name. You know, God's name is like a breath of fresh air, is His name. And God, as I said earlier, He is the inventor of love. It's God is the inventor of love. Us humans did not invent love. We experience it, but it was something that God created. And just remember that with the Torah is acts of knowledge. It is acts of love. It is acts of kindness. And most of all, it's acts of humility. That is God. You know, with our, just to close this morning, just a couple more points, and then I'll dismiss you. Our spiritual foundation must be solidified upon the grounding of the Word of God. It's important. It's the rock that you have to cling to. It's the rock that's so important that is the Word of God. And these times now are the most troubled times in the history of the world. Now, I've lived longer than a lot of you, and I've never seen anything like it is today. I mean, it's just terrible what the world is like. But the bad thing of it is believers out into the world really are asleep. They don't understand, like Rabbi's teaching with his prophecy, the two presentations of prophecy at Channel 8. They don't. That's an avenue that God has given to Rabbi to be able to tell people what's coming, what's going on in the world. Don't be asleep when things start to happen and you don't know where to go to, because this synagogue will be gone. The people that are here that are believers will be gone. There'll be nowhere to go and get a minister to tell you about the Bible, because if they're a true believer, they're going to be gone. And so there's no way that you will get a learning, because it will be, everything will be gone that is righteous of God. And so He promised in His Word that what's approaching, that He would protect us to the very end. And so that's a promise. It's just like the rainbow. And how is the rainbow created? The first one came at the flood. When the flood came and the world was destroyed, that was the first time there was a rainbow. And we see the rainbow can only be created out of a storm and clouds that have water in them. And so that's how the rainbow is created. It's from a storm. I always remember that. There'll be storms in your life, but if you have Yeshua in your life, He is going to lead you and guide you. I'm not saying you won't have conflicts in life, things that happen in life that bring you down, but you have an opportunity. You have someone that you can seek and pray to, and He will answer. He will definitely answer you in your cry this morning. So that's the Torah portion of the message for today. Just remember the broadcast on the prophecy. It's a good way to learn what's going on in the world, what's going on in God's scriptures. Rabbi does a great job. And so remember that it's on Living Faith, Channel 8 TV. And that is on Tuesdays at 8 o'clock. and Thursdays at 7 o'clock. So take a look if you haven't been there. There's a lot of people that are tuning into that channel and seeing Rabbi. So it's a good message. Anytime you can listen to the Word of God, it's so much better than listening to a TV show. So that's just the way I think. You can't ever get enough of God's Word into your life. It'll save you and put you on solid ground, on the rock. So this morning we're going to conclude, and I will give the Aaronic benediction. Hopefully I can say it this morning. My throat's not real hoarse. So if y'all will stand, I will give the benediction, and you all are permitted to leave. Have a great day. It's a little rainy out, but we'll get you an umbrella or something so you can get out. But have a great day. Yivaradakai Adonai, Barishka Reka, Yaw Adonai Panavaleka, Vikunika, Isa Adonai Panavaleka, Vaya Simlika, Shalom. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift His countenance upon you and give you peace, give you shalom that will be eternal. Shabbat shalom. Have a great day today in the Shabbat. Thank you all for coming.